Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you know, just stressing out, having a meltdown over about trying to buy a house. So it's one of those.
It's hard.
It is. Yes, the five stages of grief are the same as the five stages of buying your first house. I figured that out.
Then once you buy the house, there's a whole other set of things you have to worry about. So
right,
just be prepared.
If you think about it, you've got denial. I'm not buying a house. It's not really happening. Then you have anger. How come I can't find a house? How come every house is taken by the time I call my realtor? Then there's bargaining. The bargaining part. Well, if I give up the two-car garage,
right,
I'll accept a bad kitchen too, you know? Or I'll accept a kitchen that has like two sinks. You know what I mean? Like, it's bargaining. Then you get into depression, which everybody knows what that means. And then finally, you sign those papers, that's acceptance. So
there you go.
The five stages are the same.
They really, really are. But you know what? You're going to find that house. And when you do, you're just going to be like, this is it. This is why we had to wait. It's going to be perfect.
Yes. And we will be in bliss. Marital bliss.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I do feel for you. When we were buying our house, the market was a lot different. You know, things are hot right now.
It's
so hopefully
volatile.
Yes.
It's very discouraging.
Yeah. Well, it'll happen for you.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
what can I do this weekend besides house hunting? Because I'm tired of it.
We want to get you away from that right now. At least a little breather anyways. And go out and enjoy and get some fresh air, because I don't know if you've noticed, but it is pretty beautiful outside, considering the time of year, right?
I'll take it. Whatever it is I'll take it.
I know. We've already taken a few walks this week, so we're in good shape. But
a lot of melt-off right now, though. A lot of flooded basements, probably.
Oh, well, hang in there if that's the case. But we're certainly getting rid of our snow, and we're looking towards spring, which is just, what, like a couple more weeks?
Yep, three.
Like
about
that.
3 weeks away, something like that.
All right. So there we go. So Volcano Falls is officially opening this weekend, which I think is fantastic.
Sweet.
And kind of one of those things where locally that marks that this new season is approaching is when certain things pop up, like Volcano Falls and Anderson Japanese Gardens and things like that.
For us growing up, it was a store called Dairyville, a little ice cream shop back in the South Chicago suburbs. I'm sure there's an ice cream store around here somewhere where it's like, oh, they're open. Summer's
here. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So this puts me in a great mood. So Volcano Falls is opening. It's March 5th. So this Friday, so 3 to 8, if you can go and check it out. Now, they are going to have their outside still closed up, obviously, due to weather, but the indoor will be open. They've got a great arcade. It's so much fun for the family. And then Saturday and Sunday, you can hang out there from 12 to 8. So if you're looking for something fun to do with the family, practice safe social distancing, call in advance to see what their plans are for that, and then enjoy another attraction in the Rockford region.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. That's fun. So now this is something more learning and educational. Of course, we have some great preserve parks, paths out in our region. We've talked a lot about, especially this winter, Siever Schindel's Nature Center, getting outdoors. They do a great job of activating their outdoor facility, their indoor facility, as well with activities and workshops. But they're also offering some Zoom opportunities where if you want to learn a little bit from the comfort of your own home, you can do that. So this week, tomorrow at 7 p.m., if you're around and you want to hang out at home and turn on your Zoom, you can listen to Carol Freeman. She's going to be featuring images of endangered species, showcasing the diversity and richness of the wildlife here in Illinois. It's called Endangered Beauty.
I didn't realize we had any endangered species out here.
Well, that's why you need to tune into something like this so that you can learn a little bit more, because it's something that's very educational, but also something fun for the family to do when you're sitting around at home saying, what can we do? Pop this on. Maybe grab some carry out from a local restaurant and make it a fun little local night at home.
There you go. I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Now, the next event, pretty big in the community. It's very big each year. It's Paleo Fest here at Burpee Museum of Natural History.
I assume this has nothing to do with the trendy diet, the paleo diet, right?
No, it doesn't actually. But
oh, good.
You wanted to, you know, order paleo or make paleo at home while watching it. Something new this year they're doing is they're taking this virtual. So they're also going to be having a Zoom of this event. Normally, it's obviously on site, but right now they're going to do it from the comfort of your home. So Friday through Sunday, check it out. I'm encouraging folks, too, if you have little ones that love dinosaurs or maybe they're rock collectors, so they are into fossils and digging and things like that, you might want to set up a little activity area, get your screen out, get the Zoom uploaded. Maybe you have a T-Rex costume you could bring out, things like that. Just make it a fun little immersive experience for the little ones. And then all weekend long, they're going to invite paleontologists and scientists from around the entire world. And they're going to be giving us workshops, activities, and lectures throughout the weekend. So it's going to be a really fun time.
It sounds like it. I like dinosaurs. I was very fascinated with dinosaurs growing up. So this, for me as a kid, this would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. It's something that you don't get to see just anywhere. They're going to give you all the, like, insider scoop, too, especially when it comes to fossils. I'm fascinated by digging and all of that. So they're going to give you the firsthand look at a lot of stuff like that. So, and maybe encourage you to get out in your backyard once, you know, the ground's a little more dry and you can kind of dig up some fun things in your backyard.
You know, yeah, but I'm kind of bummed out as far as science goes in dinosaurs, because it turns out that most dinosaurs had feathers, according to science, like feathers.
Really?
Yeah, when you think, it kind of ruins things a little bit for me.
Does it?
Because, well, I mean, when you think about it, I'm growing up, I'm picturing dinosaurs as like these big leathery monsters. Mm. And it turns out they were more like Big Bird, you know? or they were having a burlesque show, which is just, it's different. It's different from fighting, you know, that's all. I'm not saying it's bad, because I'll go to a burlesque show, fine. But it's not what I pictured T-Rex doing, that's all.
Well, I got to say, if you're going to compare anything to Big Bird, that's a great comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta love Big Bird. So
Big Bird's too nice. Big Bird's too nice to be a dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I see. Big Bird's up my alley. So there you go. So that is what's going on this weekend. Of course, those are the main events that we feature in the Go Guide. I want to mention, too, though, that we have GoRockford.com. Of course, you can go. We've got the calendar of events. What I love about it right now is that calendar is getting filled up with some great activities. We've got a number of things to do outdoors. There's indoors activities. And then, of course, you're going to be able to find some Zoom opportunities if you just want to stay home. So lots to do, a lot of local shops and eateries to enjoy, too. So check it out.
Excellent. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You heard the lady. GoRockford.com for everything we just talked about. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.